Life on Earth can be full of pits. You can feel like you can't get out of certain situations. You try to get out of a slimy pit, and you just can't get any traction. You hit a wall and fall again. The darkness encroaches you. People nearby may mock you, and you wonder if you'll ever make progress and feel victorious and free again. Good news, my friends. Through Christ, you can get out of the pit. Cry out to God and listen for the sound of the rescuer. Like a rescue helicopter, he will come to you and draw you up and out of the impossible pit. He will be with you. He will help you get through it and emerge from that awful place where you feel alone. He is with you. He is for you. Internalize God's eternal word. Here's Psalm 40, 1 through 5. I waited patiently and expectantly for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up out of a horrible pit, a pit of tumult and of destruction, out of the miry clay, froth, and slime, and set my feet upon a rock, steadying my steps and establishing my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and fear, revere and worship, and put their trust and confident reliance in the Lord. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man who makes the Lord his refuge and trust, and turns not to the proud or to followers of false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us. No one can compare with you. If I should declare and speak of them, they are too many to be numbered. What a powerful passage. In it, we're just reminded of so many facts, so many inspiring realities. And one thing that just really stood out to me just now as I was focusing on that with you, it is that, you know, our deliverance, when the Lord delivers us out of the dark pits of life, he helps us to emerge stronger and to share him with others in a way that they then worship him. So no matter how we are feeling, when he lifts us out of that dark place, that pit, and people see how we have turned to him and how he has been faithful while we've been experiencing the challenges, and how he has delivered us, how he has helped us to experience his presence in the midst of struggles, it is profound to think just how God uses those experiences, that he doesn't waste our pain. So today, yes, let's cry out to the Lord, repent of relying on our own strength, and cast our cares on him. Let's wait in his presence as we listen to his songs of deliverance. He's with us. He's for us. He's good. And nothing stops his love and victory. No matter what, here and hereafter, the Lord remains victorious. Trust totally in our Lord Jesus Christ today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are you, that you love us, that you desire only the best for us, and we submit ourselves to you. We resist the lies of the enemy, and we put our trust in you and submit ourselves to you. You alone are God, and there is no other. We love you and welcome you as Savior and Lord. We trust in you and cast our cares on you and ask that you would deliver us from the pits in this life, and that you would help us to point people to you, just like we just read about, that people would then revere you as they see what you do in our lives. So we trust in you today. We pray for all prayer requests for your best. And we love you and worship you together. In Jesus' name, amen.